Blog Talk Radio.
We do welcome you back. What Your Doctor Won't Tell You. I'm Dr. Scott from the studios of Milagros Media in the heart of America, Kansas City. Welcome to our brief but very important holiday issue of What Your Doctor Won't Tell You. We are going to wrap up our second season of our radio podcast with a very, very important gift. And what better gift to give someone than the gift of good health? So we're going to talk a little bit today about really what is good health? What is health? Because unfortunately, for many of us who have suffered with ongoing headaches, migraines, ongoing pain that continues for quote-unquote no apparent reason, one of the big issues is if we don't know what being healthy really is, then what are the chances of us ever achieving good health, really? We will also have our segment today, What's All the Chatter About? So recent stories in the news and on different chat rooms, different societies, different organizations, and different support groups. Today we're going to discuss the topic of multivitamin and mineral supplements. But first, let me remind you, there is only one purpose in doing this podcast each and every week, and that is solutions. It's all about solutions. So, you know, all the talk really doesn't matter unless we're helping you move toward a proven, long-lasting solution. And that solution must be customized for your specific needs. There isn't a magic bullet. There isn't one type of magical treatment alone that will actually address the real, true cause of most of our headaches and migraines. It's a fact. As you know from listening to me over the past couple of years, we are a research-based, multidisciplinary healthcare practice in the greater Kansas City area. I cannot wait to make a couple of announcements here on the program today, but if it's really all about solutions, we have to make it easy for you to access these solutions, to access the information. As we've said in weeks past, it needs to be easy for you to gather the puzzle pieces, because without having the puzzle pieces in place, we're guessing at what the whole picture really is. And that's unfortunately how our healthcare system seems to work. One type of doctor or therapist might give us a perspective, but only from their particular specialty or their particular point of view. So they may have a few of the puzzle pieces, but we're still missing the vast majority. We may see a different kind of doctor or specialist, and they may contribute a few pieces to the puzzle. But once again, they're not seeing the pieces of the puzzle that the previous specialist has. So every different type of doctor, every different type of specialist, every different type of healthcare provider is making a recommendation for you based solely on the few puzzle pieces that they have without ever gathering the rest of the pieces and then making sure these pieces fit. This is the simple explanation for why many of us never seem to get any long-lasting relief. We're trying to guess at what is the picture? And you're guessing with a few puzzle pieces. And maybe, just maybe, every once in a while, someone may guess right. But are you really willing to let someone gamble with your health? Are you really willing to do that? Are you really willing to let somebody gamble with your child's health? I certainly hope not. yet. Most of us would agree with these statements, but it certainly hasn't seemed to change the actions of what we do. These simple concepts are so simple that they're overlooked. They're easy to overlook. So I really, really want you to hear what I'm saying today. What is health? What is being healthy? Have you ever heard someone say, "He was so healthy his whole life, I'm shocked that he keeled over of a heart attack"? Someone who seemingly has been healthy their entire lives, and all of a sudden they're stricken with cancer. So the question then becomes, were they really healthy all along? Or was that cancer festering and growing inside of their body long before the symptoms of that cancer arose? The person who dies unexpectedly of a heart attack, who seemingly was healthy before, were they really healthy? Or had their arteries really been clogging for years or decades? Our definition of health much of the time is, well, I feel fine. I have no symptoms. Therefore, I must be healthy. This person has had no symptoms outwardly for years or decades. Can we therefore assume that they are healthy? I say absolutely not, because health, being healthy, is not simply the absence of symptoms, not having any symptoms at this particular point in time. Does it really make sense to leave the cause of the problem inside of your body, lurking, waiting to cause possibly permanent spinal or nerve damage just because you have your symptoms under control at the moment? There's no logic in that. There's no common sense in that approach. What I want you to kind of hear for this holiday season, don't ignore the real true cause of your headaches. Don't ignore what's going on inside of your body that results in you having pain, that results in you having migraines. Don't ignore the cause. Because as long as you are ignoring the cause, even if you are headache and pain free right now, if you are ignoring the cause that's left lurking in your body, you are not healthy. So the point that I want you to hear today that's so important, what is more important than spending time with friends, with family over the holiday season and really honoring that gift of health, treasuring your health? I'm sure many of us have stories about loved ones we've lost, family members, friends. Did we ever say, you know, I wish I wouldn't have spent so much time with them? I doubt it. So treasure your health. Treasure the health of your children and those you care about. So being symptom-free does not necessarily mean someone is healthy. Finding and fixing the real true cause of the symptoms will help you live a healthy, happy, symptom-free life. So as we've said in weeks past and throughout this entire season over the last 12 weeks, of course you don't want to have headaches and migraines. We understand that. That's why many of you tune in each week. We don't want you to live with pain. We understand this. But if you're helping yourself to mask or cover the headaches and migraines, if you're helping yourself mask the pain, you are not helping yourself become healthy and happy. You are waiting for a disaster to happen as you continue to ignore the cause of the problem inside of your body while simply covering the symptoms. So treasure your health. Value the health of your family, your children, and those you care about. You get one chance to do it right in many cases. Let's make this the time. Let's make the holidays the time to say, you know what? This is now a priority for me. I am making my health. I am making your health a priority. Let's find what's going on and fix it once and for all. That's what I would like for you to commit to this holiday season. The reason that I decided to talk about this today instead of the first episode of the new year, which is scheduled for January the 7th, is I don't want this to be another New Year's resolution. This year, I'm going to take care of my problem. No, I don't want it to get lost in the game of making New Year's resolutions, most of which will never come to fruition. Let's make this a gift. Your health, the health of those you care about, is a gift. And in many cases, it's a free gift. Let's help those we care about find and fix the cause of their symptoms once and for all so they can truly know that they will live healthy, happy lifestyles. Are you with me so far? So this is what I wanted to get across, giving the gift of good health. Let's help those we care about understand that it's not simply about masking your symptoms. It's not simply about going a short period of time without having your symptoms, therefore you're healthy. It's about finding and fixing the true cause of the problem once and for all. That is one thing that will be constant and will never change throughout the course of this podcast. Any comments, any questions, as we say each week, are always welcome. I will answer any questions that I can on the air or in our blog post each week. We look forward to some super exciting things happening to start out 2014. We've been talking for a long time about our new updated website. I've been in contact with our website designers over the last couple of weeks. We will start the new year with a gorgeous new website, one that's interactive, one that will help guide you towards solutions. That's what it's all about. We also would like to announce the opening of a second Kansas City area location. That location will be open on January the 3rd, which is a Friday. You know, if it's all about solutions, we need to make ourselves available to you. We are also making a commitment in 2014 to expand our network of providers throughout the entire country. Once again, it's difficult for somebody to travel across the country in many cases, so we want to make sure we can bring the information to you, help to deliver the puzzle pieces to you. So gathering the pieces, gathering the knowledge is the first weapon that we've always talked about in our arsenal, and the second weapon is common sense. Do the puzzle pieces fit or do they not? Let's forget about all the politics that are involved in healthcare. Let's forget about the business of healthcare for a minute. Isn't it supposed to be about you and every type of healthcare provider and specialist necessary working together, helping each other to gather the puzzle pieces, and certainly helping you to assemble the puzzle pieces so we can see the whole picture clearly and say, aha, I can see with certainty what is going on that's causing you to have these headaches, what's causing you to have these migraines, what's causing you to have this ongoing pain, and most importantly, now we know what we need to do to fix it once and for all. Isn't that how it's supposed to be? Isn't it? So, in our new season of our radio podcast, once again beginning Tuesday at noon Central, January the 7th, 2014, how to get long-lasting relief from your headaches and pain despite your doctor's recommendations. So, We are going to help demystify the healthcare community, the medical business, so to speak, the politics of healthcare that make it difficult and honestly, sometimes seemingly impossible for you to get the answers you need, for you to get the answers you deserve when you seek the advice of a healthcare specialist. Why is it really that difficult, the answers you deserve? Why? And too many times the answer is, it's the politics and the business of healthcare. Doctors don't look at each other anymore as colleagues working together for your benefit. They are competitors, and they're fighting for all of the business they can get. And unfortunately, your health gets lost during this fight. Your health and your well-being gets put to the wayside while the business of healthcare moves forward despite your condition, despite the cause of the problem being ignored time and time again. So let me wrap up this segment by saying this. Don't wait. Don't wait till the new year. Make a commitment to join us each Tuesday beginning January the 7th. Please mark the calendars, noon central, blogtalkradio.com, and join us for how to get proven long-lasting relief from your headaches and pain despite your doctor's recommendations, what your doctor won't tell you. It's all about solutions, and nothing else really matters. And unfortunately, finding these long-lasting solutions with our politically run healthcare system can seem impossible. We will help guide you through the process. Tuesdays, noon central, blogtalkradio.com/onlineheadachedoc. In the news this week, what is all the chatter about? Multivitamin and mineral supplements has been in the news time and time again for years and for decades. You know, it gets a little bit confusing because sometimes we read or hear something that appears to be the latest medical research. And for every study or research project that is published that says there is absolutely no need and no benefit for a multiple vitamin and mineral supplement, there's another study that shows exactly the opposite. Multivitamin and mineral supplements are absolutely essential. So the question becomes, how do you know? How do you know if you will benefit from a multivitamin and mineral supplement? Let me tell you Dr. Scott's rule of vitamins and minerals. First of all, they are not a magical cure-all. If anyone claims, and by the way, especially when they're trying to sell you on their product, if they claim it cures all kinds of conditions and these are the magic pills that will cure you of these ailments, run the other way. However, let me say this. It is also Dr. Scott's philosophy on nutritional supplements that only one group of people, one, that should be taking a good quality pharmaceutical grade multiple vitamin and mineral. And that is those of us that are breathing. So let me say this. Very rarely, despite how well we eat, despite how much we watch our diets, rarely do we get all of the essential vitamins and minerals that we need to stay healthy. Oh, no. I didn't say stay symptom-free. To stay healthy. So, once again, let's go back to our definition that we discussed earlier in the program. What is being healthy? It is not simply the absence of symptoms. It is everything, every part, every being of your body functioning at 100%. That is true health. And in order to ensure that our bodies are functioning at peak capacity, it is absolutely critical that we get all of the essential vitamins and minerals. The only way to know that for sure, there's not a magic test we can run, is to take a good pharmaceutical grade vitamin and mineral supplement. There is no other way. And why would some of the studies, one of them I read about just this morning, why would some studies claim that there's no benefit in multiple vitamin and mineral supplements? Let me be clear about this. That's not what most of these studies say, despite what you heard in the headlines, despite what you read in the headlines. Let me use this morning as an example. On the local news, on the national news, both, the headline was, "New study shows there is no benefit in taking a multiple vitamin and mineral supplement." That was the headline. But they forgot the last half of the headline. They left off the most important part. And that is this. In virtually every study that I've read, every study that I've seen that shows there is no benefit in a multiple vitamin and mineral supplement, there is always some more to the story that you never hear. So what the real story is this. Multiple vitamin and mineral supplements may not be beneficial for this particular group of people with this particular problem. For example, there is no benefit for men who have had heart disease and heart attacks in taking a multiple vitamin and mineral supplement to help them live longer. So they take a small, select group of people and say, this particular thing, multiple vitamin and mineral supplementation, does not work for this minute group of people. But they forget to publish the minute group of people. Instead, the headline reads, there is no benefit in taking a multiple vitamin and mineral supplement, is fraudulent in my mind. If you're going to put it in the news for everyone to see, tell the whole story. Tell the truth. Multiple vitamin and mineral supplements are tremendously beneficial. Now, whether or not it helps a minute group of people with a very specific condition, who knows? But we know this for a fact. If you want to live healthy and happy lifestyles, taking a good quality multiple vitamin and mineral supplement is absolutely essential. One more thing I must add. Many of the qualities of the supplements you buy at your local grocery store, at your local department store, and even health food stores and vitamin shops are tremendously insufficient. So it is for this reason that we recommend only pharmaceutical grade multivitamin and mineral supplements. No, that doesn't mean there's drugs in it. What it means is the multiple vitamins and minerals are manufactured to the same stringent standards as pharmaceutical medications. The ingredients are usually far more pure, they're far more potent, and the forms of these vitamins and minerals are usually forms that your body will actually absorb and utilize. Not that you'll put in one hole and it comes out the other. So it doesn't matter what you put in your mouth. What matters is when you swallow that food, that multiple vitamin and mineral supplement, and it gets into your stomach and into your intestines, how much of those nutrients are being drawn out into your body to be used to make you healthier and happier? And how many of those just pass right through your system without ever being utilized? So in a nutshell, here's what I want you to remember. If you want to live healthy, happy lifestyles, a good quality, pharmaceutical grade, multiple vitamin and mineral is absolutely essential in my mind. Absolutely no doubt about it. Once again, I want to close today by saying this. Don't wait. Give the gift of health and happiness this holiday season. Make your health a priority right now. Please send any questions and comments that you have for me regarding today's podcast to drscottcanhelp@gmail.com. I will answer any questions that I can personally, and those that are appropriate, we'll certainly discuss those on the air. Once again, join us beginning January the 7th, Tuesday at noon Central, blogtalkradio.com/onlineheadachedoc. I wish you a very Merry Christmas, a very healthy, happy, and prosperous 2014. We'll see you on January the 7th. Take care. Bye-bye.